The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Happy New Year. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, with my husband, Pat Devaney, Fell Realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good
Happy
morning.
New Year.
How are you?
Very good.
We have a terrific guest. Second week in a row, we have Dave Bonello, Vice President of Marketing and Development at Simplex Homes. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Thanks for being here with us for the second week in a row.
My pleasure.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at the website, check out the live webcam of Dunmore Corners and see what's going on.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have many archive radio shows. And like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Dave Bonello, Vice President of Marketing and Development at Simplex Homes, also Vice President at Cornerstone Building Solutions. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
Tell me a little brief background of you, how long you've been with these companies, and what they do, please.
Sure. I've been with Simplex for the past 24 years, and Cornerstone is a company owned by Simplex. We started that business back about 8 years ago. I've been involved in that operation since its inception. So my position with Simplex is related to the business-to-business customers that we work with, and we do residential, multifamily commercial business. As far as Cornerstone, that business is really directed more towards the residential home buyer, preferably locally. With the marketplace, our swing is about maybe 60-mile range right now. So we do some stuff in Luzerne, Lackawanna. Once in a while, we get up into the Poconos, but primarily Luzerne, Lackawanna County is our primary building focus for Cornerstone.
And last week, we talked about the different options available. You don't have to. It's not a cookie-cutter design. Anything's possible with these type modular homes and the construction of them. We talked about how they usually appreciate in value.
Correct.
Okay. And they become real property once they are on their foundation. They become a permanent structure. Also, that it's probably about 6 months from the time that someone comes in, sits down with you, to the time that they can walk into their front door.
Sure. That's taking into consideration that you have some banking in there as well. But yeah, you're looking at about a 6 month build time.
Okay. Now, cost. How do they compare to stick built?
We're very comparable in cost. Every builder, everybody has their strong suits, where they're better at cost wise. I would tell you that from the Cornerstone perspective, I know, you know, we win some deals, we lose some deals, just like everybody else does. And, you know, there are certain houses from the modular perspective that price very well. Typically, products that fit in our production phase from a larger perspective have a tendency to be more cost effective than on a smaller perspective box wise. But, you know, we're very competitive in the marketplace.
Green homes. What does it mean? Is there a call for it? Do people want a green home? What does a green home mean? And what types of things do you offer as a builder?
Well, that's a very broad question you just asked. I'll try to touch on it a little bit. Green tends to be environmentally friendly. It tends to be energy friendly as well, energy efficient. That's probably the two strong points on green. When you talk about, do we sell it? We do. We display it at the factory. We have two models on display that are green-oriented models. One is in the middle of the road price range. The other is on a much higher price scale. So you get to see a lot of little features and benefits of green building right at the factory on display. I like to say that people will pay for something that's a couple percent more without much argument to be green. I don't think that's a big deal. When you start talking about 10 to 15% more, I think it becomes a big stumbling block. And, you know, I think that's where green really does not win the battle, when you're sitting with the homeowner and the wife's looking at the granite countertops and the husband's looking at the green features that he could put in there. He loses that battle to the countertops if it's 10% more. He wins that battle if it's 2 to 3% more. That's my opinion. That's what I've seen over the years. There's always going to be that home buyer that they're okay with spending 10 to 15% more, but they're not the majority of the marketplace. They're the minority of the marketplace. And, you know, we have a lot of different things that are green oriented. We get into higher insulation values. We get into spray foam insulation. We get into more energy efficient lighting, furnaces, different things like that. So there's a lot of things we bring to the table with green. And, you know, it's really dependent on the type of home buyer that we have that's really focused on energy and environmental friendliness.
So the option's there. So you offer the option, but you're not finding the demand.
No. And, you know, we put the Greenfield model up at the plant probably 4 years ago in anticipation that, you know, we'd be out in front of the curve with green building. And, you know, we've been there. People like it. But again, it's not going to win when it comes to a larger price variance in the deal.
Well, everything I read, national articles from the National Association of Realtors and the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, suggest that the home buyer today is demanding energy efficiency, but if they have a choice, like you said, they don't want to pay for it.
No. Where you will see a lot more green-oriented building is in the commercial side. That's not unusual that you could have a commercial building designed much more environmentally and energy efficient. And there's definitely architects involved in that lead the push towards green on their designs, and they lead the push towards green on the actual specifications that are used in that process. And you can get a commercial customer to pay a little bit more because they can see some of the benefit both from a marketing perspective for them, and they see it from an energy savings. You don't get that same perspective from the residential customer.
I'd have to agree with you. Now, your services, the types of products you construct, the buildings that you construct, not only residential, but you do commercial, correct?
Yes, we do. I mentioned last week, we get into banks, we get into daycare centers, offices. That's, you know, that's not unusual things for us to do. But as I mentioned last week, we have had a good run of student housing in the last couple of years. We did 4 student housing projects, one at Mansfield University, one at Penn State University, and 2 in New York State, one at Broome Community College. It's a SUNY college, and up at SUNY Cobleskill as well. So we've been able to do, oh God, it's well over 1,000 beds the last 2 years that we've had production for in the student housing world.
How about multifamily dwellings? 2 units, 3 units, 4 units?
Yep, that's certainly a marketplace that we have products available for. You can go on our website and find some various products in, you know, all of that multifamily stuff. And we get into custom designing that stuff a lot of times. We'll work with developers, we'll work with architects, because a lot of times you're fitting something specifically to a lot, and the density is very important on the multifamily side, and really making the numbers work. It's all about getting the biggest bang on the buck for the project. So we do a lot more custom on that side, but we have some nice multifamily brochure products online for you to start with as well.
Do you offer services that go out to look at these lots, land? Do you have someone that is employed by Cornerstone Building Solutions or Simplex that would go out and review the site to see what would be appropriate, or do people have to come to you?
Generally, the way the process works is they generally come to us first. They take a look at the products we have on display. Sometimes they'll take a tour of the factory. And once they have a comfort level with the products they're seeing, and we get some type of a price parameter established, And if that's working for the customer, then we usually, the next step is to go out, visit their lot, look at their lot, make some assessments of it, tell them that, you know, this is a great, you know, it's a great walkout lot. If you want to do a walkout basement, or maybe it's not a great basement lot, maybe due to water issues, you might be into a crawl space situation. So we go out and do all of that evaluation and then come back and sit with the customer and talk about what your options are.
I would think that that would be important, because what I want may not work on that site.
It's extremely important. There's one other reason it's important that I didn't mention, and I should have mentioned. Us being in the modular business, we have to make sure we can get there. There has to be accessible roads for our trucks to be able to pull the boxes down. And generally, we can get to most places. It's pretty rare that we have to turn around and say, you know what, there's just not a great opportunity for us to get this box in without trouble. The biggest area that you would have something is if you had, you were out more in the country and there was a small bridge that doesn't have good weight capacity to cross over. That's about the biggest issue I'd have to worry about getting there and not having an issue. What about hills? Hills, we go up them. They're I don't want to say we can't get up a hill. I mean, if it was, I've been in the hills of Asheville, North Carolina, and those are hills. So we can get up hills for the most part. Now, if we get onto a site where there's no blacktop roads, then getting up a hill might be a little bit more complicated. And that's when we'd have to bring in another piece of equipment to help assist bringing the box up the hill. And we've done that before. That's not unusual when we get onto some tough job sites.
Dave, what's your contact information, website, and phone number, please?
For Simplex, it's www.simplexhomes.com. Our phone number is 570-346-5113. And the number for Cornerstone, or the website for Cornerstone, is www.cornerstonebuildingsolutions.com. Our phone number, 570-983-0340.
Thank you, Dave. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very nice three-bedroom stucco home at 1502 Monroe Avenue in Dunmore for $124,000. This home is on a corner lot with off-street parking and a one-car garage. It has a large living room with a gas fireplace, hardwood floors, a covered front porch, and a great layout, and also a brand-new boiler. So if you're looking in Dunmore for a three-bedroom, give us a call about 1502 Monroe Avenue for $124,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for multifamily homes year-to-date. Median list price year-to-date is $99,900. Median sales price is $72,000. Median sales price is up 33% year-to-date. The sales prices with the most significant change, $80,000 to $90,000 is up 100% year-to-date. $90,000 to $100,000 is up 43% year-to-date. The $200,000 to $250,000 year-to-date is up 200%, and the $300,000 to $400,000 is up 100% year-to-date, and that's for multifamily dwellings. It's time for a short break. We will be back in a bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Happy New Year. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
What are some of your New Year's resolutions?
To go on more vacations.
Oh, I like that one. We have Dave Bonello, Vice President of Marketing and Development at Simplex Homes, and you're also Vice President at Cornerstone Building Solutions. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Dave.
We're enjoying our discussion with you. The first half of the show, we touched a little bit on energy efficiency, how you're not, you have it as an option in the properties and the buildings that you build. You're not seeing a large, huge demand for it, though.
Well, energy efficiency in green building, kind of, you see some energy efficiency draw. You don't see the typical environmentalist draw towards green building. So somebody will upgrade their insulation package a little bit, but when you're talking about the difference of putting a heavier R-value insulation, fiberglass insulation in versus a foam insulation, the demand for foam isn't as great as the demand to increase the R value of fiberglass because it's substantially less in cost due to fiberglass.
But some of those green things you were talking about are like boards harvested from certain forests.
Yeah, FSC lumber. You can spend, I'm going to throw a number, maybe 10 to 15% to have your lumber technically harvested from an FSC forest. And basically, you're really not getting that particular lumber that was grown in that forest that uses smaller trees as opposed to big trees. But what you're getting is the commitment that lumber will be sold at some date from that and harvested from that forest and sold. So you're committing to buying lumber that came from that forest. So is there really something that you can get out of that that's going to have resale value? I would highly doubt it, but yeah, you know, I'd to somebody that's an environmentalist or has a real fetish for green, maybe they'd think of that as a perk or a benefit, but typically I can't imagine an appraisal would come back better because of that.
What about smart homes?
We get into all kinds of high-tech housing these days. In fact, the model that we have at the plant right now is extremely energy efficient. It's a highly efficient green built product. It's operated off an iPad, so it's very, very cool. The drapes are operated, the heat, the lights, the fireplace, the lighting, everything is basically operated off an iPad. It's very neat.
How about a demand for that? Is there a call for that?
It's a very small marketplace because it's a sophisticated, expensive marketplace, and you know, maybe down the road,
I think down
10
the road,
years,
yeah.
as the marketplace, the people in the marketplace change and we become less of the marketplace and the 20-year-olds of today become more of the marketplace, they seem to have a lot more interest in that type of product and the bells and whistles of all the little gizmos that you can put in there that we tend to shy away from. We don't see that as big of an opportunity for us.
Well, again, it's an option. It's there.
It's absolutely an option. It's something we do. Because we build in 17 states, we do get different demands all the time, whether it be something architecturally styled or whether it be something, you know, energy style. I mean, we get different demands, but not something that we're going to design a product line around at this point.
And you conduct open houses once a month, correct? First Saturday of the month?
First Saturday of the month, we have an open house at the Simplex Factory. It's from 10 to 1. and you can come see the models, take a tour of the factory. There's some refreshments available. I encourage someone that hasn't seen our factory to spend the time to come down and do it. It's a really interesting process. You can see from the beginning to the end. You see the floor framing and walls going up to boxes coming offline with carpeting and paint and cabinets and windows installed. It's really a fascinating process. I encourage that. And one Sunday every April, we're open from 12 to 2 instead of the Saturday from 10 to 1.
Where's your factory?
Our factory is located at 1 Simplex Drive in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
It's off Kaiser Ave, correct?
Yes, that is okay. Correct.
So, you know, modular home construction these days, I can't tell. And I'm in and out of a lot of homes. I cannot tell if it's a modular home or a stick-built home. How does one, is there any telltale signs? How does one recognize that it's a modular home?
Well, that's an interesting statement that you just made. If you can't tell that you're in something that was manufactured in a factory and delivered to your job site, then we are truly doing our job, because there really is no definition of how you should be able to look at it. And we really don't want you to be able to come into a house and say, oh, look where this house is connected at. So we try to design the layouts that we can disguise where the, we call it a mating wall, or the, you know, or the match line of the house where the two boxes come together. We try to disguise that in a way that you can't typically walk in and see it. So if you're not seeing it, we're doing our job, because our intent is not to let it look or stand out in the home as you go inside of it. I have ways of knowing, but a typical homeowner, we really enjoy the benefit of them not knowing it.
How about resale value? Is a modular home going to, when it goes on the market to sell some years later, after it's built, do you think it's going to hold value?
I think a modular home is no different than a site-built home. If the product is kept up, I think the value stays up. If the product is not kept up, whether it's site-built or whether it's modular, the value is going to go down. So it's really how you keep it up and do the little touch-up and the painting and the upgrading here and there as time goes on and you live in it longer. But the bottom line is there's no penalty for owning a modular home. There's no depreciating value that's different. It appreciates or depreciates just like the neighboring properties do as well.
Home loans for modulars are the same as if buying.
They are. And that's a great question because on our Cornerstone side, we deal with a lot of banking institutions. And as everyone knows, things have changed in the banking business over the last 10 years, just with all the different problems that have occurred with buildings that weren't built and projects that didn't go well. Bankers tend to have a comfort level with modular construction because of the amount of the unit being completed upon delivery that really helps them. Because at the end of the day, the banker is really worrying about the appraised value of the property. He really needs this project to be completed to have value. If it's a half-completed house, he's not really interested in owning it. He's not in the building business. So the more complete it is, the easier they have to get a comfort level with their equity position.
Insuring a modular home is the same as an on-site built home.
Absolutely the same. No difference.
How about taxes? Property taxes on modular homes are the same as on-site built homes.
I wish they were less because I live in one, but unfortunately they're not. They're the same as the typical product throughout the neighborhood.
And obviously, since you do custom built homes for handicap accessibility, that's
yes.
Not an issue either, right?
No, we do handicap all the time. Again, because we're in the commercial business of construction, handicap code takes precedent on a lot of projects that we do. So we have great familiarity with handicap, and we do build residential housing that's handicap accessible and adaptable housing.
So you go to 17 different states, you said?
We do.
So you have to know all the different rules and regulations?
Yes. The interesting thing is our contract to, when we're talking about Simplex and it's a business-to-business transaction, we're building to the state code that we're going to ship the product into. So no matter where we're shipping, we ship from Maine down into the Carolinas and Georgia. We're shipping to those state codes. Locally, if there's something, and you don't get a lot of this the local code that supersedes the state code around here. But when you get into Philadelphia, there might be something that's unique to the city. Same thing with New York City. So those things we'll build to, but you as the builder need to let us know it's a requirement, because we just could never know every little idiosyncrasy of every town.
I'm sure.
So, yeah, we do take responsibility, though, to the state code that we're going into. And we have to, because we're a regulated industry. We don't have a choice. I can't ship that product into the state without meeting state code. And the part of the process that will come up is in the engineering process. When we're designing the building, we have to send it into our third party for review. They will review it to the state codes, and they will stamp the drawings to those state codes. So that's the process that weeds out anything that may be different in Pennsylvania than in North Carolina. So you don't have a product going down there that doesn't meet their state codes.
That would be awful. One last question before we leave. If a house, you built the foundation, the house is set, everything is up and wonderful. The owner wants to move the house or change a portion of it. Can they?
Well, that's a twofold question. We'll start with move the house. Can you move a modular home? Yes, you can. It's not normally feasible. It's not normally done. The only time I will tell you we do it, because we have models at the factory that we put up on display. They'll be on display sometimes for 4 or 5 years, and then we'll take them and we'll disassemble them, put them back on transportation frames, and move them to a different job site and assemble them. So in that process, we strategize to use methods that will make taking it apart a lot easier than typical installation, where maybe we're using screws instead of nails, or leaving cables in that we can get to later to pick it back up. But yes, they can be moved. Typically they're not. It's rarely ever feasible. And as far as, you know, you said change them, you can remodel a modular no different than you would remodel a site-built house. There may be a little bit of idiosyncrasies with our framing, but structurally there's a basic structural framing system that's very typical to site-built construction. Actually, there's additives that are put in there for transportation. We do a lot more strapping, a lot more screwing and nailing, as opposed to a typical site builder that basically nails pretty much everything with a gun, and that's really it, because he's not driving the product down a road 60, 100, 160 miles, and he's not picking it up with crane straps. The craning process, you know, alone puts some flex on the building that it has to be designed to withstand that, because the drywall is finished, it's painted, the trim is on, the cabinets are hung, and all of that stuff has to be able to have a structural integrity to withstand any flexing by those products.
How do we get in touch with you, please?
Website, www.simplexhomes.com. Our phone number, 800-233-4233 or 570-346-5113.
We had 2 weeks of fabulous discussion with you, Dave. Dave Bonello, Vice President of Marketing and Development at Simplex Homes. Thanks so much, and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you as well, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a nice large 4-bedroom, 4-bath home in Harmony Hills at 924 Clearview Road in Moscow for $344,000. This home has almost 4,000 square feet of living space. It was built in 2001 and has hardwood and tile floors, a large open staircase in the foyer. The kitchen is large with a combination kitchen family room with the laundry off the kitchen. There is a beautiful heated in-ground pool. This home has central air conditioning, and the lower level has an additional kitchen and bath with separate entrance that could easily be used as an in-law suite. So if you're looking in Harmony Hills, give us a call about 924 Clearview Road in Moscow for $344,000, and that's listed by John Sokolowski of our office. We also have an enormous 5-bedroom beauty with 3 baths located at 722 Electric Street in Scranton for $179,000. This great home has hardwood floors, replacement windows, a first floor den, and a second floor laundry. It has a new rear deck with Trex decking and a retractable awning. This home has a lot of character, a nice layout, and a 2-car garage. So if you need 5 bedrooms and 3 baths, give us a call about 722 Electric Street in Scranton for $179,000.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Happy New Year.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.